Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. We're sorry we're starting an hour late today. And, you know, I realized I should have put that in the live chat. I had changed the time of the show, but I didn't give a heads up in the live chat. For that, I apologize. I'll try to fix that in the future. But it is Friday. It is time for Cars on the Move. We have a special guest, and that's why we're starting a little bit late. We've got Drew Honecke. He's the fleet manager at Greater Milwaukee Auto Auction. He's going to be with us live from Milwaukee. And also, Ty is live in the Transport parking lot in Kansas City. Mic check 1, 2, 3. So let me know if you can hear me okay. Want to make sure we're good to go. Do me a favor. Please do let somebody know. You want to learn more about what's happening at the auto auctions? We're going to talk auto remarketing. Today is auto remarketing at the auto auction. Go ahead and click like. Thank you so much. You can hit the share button, hit the copy button, grab that YouTube link, send it over to somebody, jump in the live chat. I know there'll be folks jumping in, so thank you so much for doing that. And did you see this? Ty rang a cowbell on a Friday because it's ATI to the moon. Ty, thank you, man. I can
remember
see it.
Tuesday night, I said, hey, I accidentally live chatted Friday show.
Oh, is that? That's funny.
Yeah. I was wondering if it would show up. That's cool.
I did not know. Wow. I've been in a fog for days about what that meant. Now I get it. Thank you, man.
Nothing like contributing to the channel.
I so appreciate it. You know I do. Oh, by the way, Vlad is already in the live chat. David Two Bears is in the live chat. Cool, man. Yeah, guys. Oh, and Jesse Yawn, what's going on? We're going to talk about auto remarketing at the auto auction. Thank you for joining us. Ty, is that what we're doing today?
Yeah, so we're going to... I know we've been on this IARA, you know, blow up fest. Like, that's... Guys, would you stop talking about it? Well, I'm sorry, I can't. And the reason I can't is because the guy that you're getting ready to meet, Drew... I met at the San Antonio IARA. Completely random. Didn't know the guy. He's walking by. Hey, buddy. You know, Ty. Hey, buddy. So, met him. Got to talk to him. Did a little interview with him while we were in San Antonio. Got to talk to him after the interview without the camera. Super great guy. And the point being, it's relationships. So, putting yourself in places where you can meet people that are somehow connected to the industry that you're in, which would be auto transport, automobile, you meet people. So, Drew, I'm going to bring him on here in just a second, but Drew is at a Greater Milwaukee Auto Auction. He is the remarketing man. And what is remarketing, right? And then what does that have to do with you and your truck and your trailer? See the truck and trailer? What does this have to do with anything? Can you see those cars, Jay, on that trailer? All right.
Yes, so, I see them.
Okay, I can tell you those cars are coming to the auction. Except for maybe one. So, remarketing. Let's bring Drew in and let's find out. Drew, where's Drew? Drew, are you in there?
All right, here, let me pull him in. One second here. We'll go to the live chat. We'll do a bit of a cutaway. Bring in Drew. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Here comes Drew. And now, Drew, do me a favor. Since you were in the waiting room, bring your phone vertical again and then horizontal again, and that should fix it. It's kind of a zoom, and now go horizontal again. Boom. And here we are. We're live with Drew, Greater Milwaukee Auto Auction. Drew, can you see us and hear us okay?
Golden. How you guys doing?
Great. Great.
Doing good, Drew. So you're, tell us again, I just told everybody, but I want to hear it from you. Where are you at?
We are in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Greater Milwaukee Auto Auction. So Milwaukee's about an hour north of Chicago, right on Lake Michigan. Beautiful city, a lot of stuff going on here in the summer. We got Summerfest coming up this weekend. We've got Harley Fest, which is a blast. And then we got the Ryder Cup coming up in a couple of weeks, about an hour north of here. It should be a blast. So it's a great time to be in Milwaukee. But that's our little neck of the woods.
Also, tell us a little bit about your background, because you didn't just come into the auction, right?
Right. Yeah. This is my first. this is my first go around in the auction business. It's been about a year and a half that I've been here. But prior to that, in Milwaukee, I was the marketing manager for M&I Bank, which is now BMO Harris. Did that for about 7 years, managed title, repossession, recovery, remarketing, a couple other divisions. And then I took a job over in Michigan with Credit Acceptance. I was a remarketing manager there for about 5 years. So there I managed an auction network of about 100 auctions nationally, sold about 100,000 units annually, and managed a group of about 10 remarketing reps. So basically liquidating vehicles all over the country.
Right. Now, there are a lot of people in the audience that probably have never heard of Credit Acceptance.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Here.
What is Credit Acceptance? Motor Corp.
Credit Acceptance is one of the largest subprime indirect lenders in the world, really. They do a lot of indirect lending nationally. They're in, I think, almost all 50 states. They've been around for quite a long time and do very well.
They have programs for used car dealers that maybe don't have the financing that, say, what I call a new car store or a brand, say a Ford, Chevy. So the independent car dealer, this gives them a little more accessibility to fund car deals. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. They have a really unique business model where, they're obviously it's a subprime buyer. The one good thing that they've done is they can get that subprime buyer back on their feet by getting them current again, and then they report to the credit bureau, obviously helping their credit score. So their motto has always been "We change lives." So I enjoyed working for them; great company. So I moved back here in Wisconsin about a couple of years ago to be close with my son, but really enjoyed my time there and all the people I met.
Yeah, so the reason I want to bring that up is because I want car haulers to understand car dealers, used car dealers, do business with finance companies. Finance companies, now I think we're getting ready to swerve into what is remarketing, right?
Sure, yeah.
So explain that to us. What is remarketing?
Yeah, remarketing is an interesting, not a lot of people even know what that word means, but just from an auto industry perspective, remarketing is basically the liquidation of, I guess you could say, both new and used vehicles in the wholesale marketplace, upstream, downstream, midstream. And this can range from anywhere from basically, offering a brand new vehicle at an auction to a captive dealer. It could range from lease returns being remarketed at the auctions, being sold back to the buyer or to the lessee. Can range from, selling a vehicle on one of the posting board platforms like OBE, Smart Auction, Open Lane, Auction Pipeline. It can also range from, towards the end of the remarketing process, taking a vehicle to auction and liquidating it at auction through the lane. So it's a pretty broad term, but there's a lot of channels in remarketing that lenders have and manufacturers have to utilize.
It could be safe to say, Jay does this a lot on the show on Tuesday night. He always talks about the ecosystem and connecting. And it's almost to me like remarketing has its own ecosystem. And to me, it starts when I hear remarketing, I automatically go to finance company. Is that fair?
That's part of it, but not a
financial institution.
Sure. They're not all finance companies, though. I mean, you have rental car companies, Avis, Hertz, National. You have, captive or you have manufacturers, Ford, GM, Toyota, that are selling new cars in the wholesale space. So, but that's part of it. The indirect world is part of it for sure.
Right. So we'll go with CAC, which is Credit Acceptance Corp, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll use them for example, since you're kind of familiar with them. But
sure.
So they have salespeople that go try to get their credit acceptance into dealerships, right? Okay, so they make a deal with the dealer, which is, I've never done the deal, but I've heard it's a pretty sweet deal for dealers, especially if they can get the customer to continue to pay.
Right.
It's basically like a residual program.
Right. Yeah, that's you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, they've got a couple of different options like that. And then they also have more of the traditional model that a lot of the indirect lenders use too, where you're getting paid on the deal and you get a percentage of the interest rate and so forth. But, you know, they've developed both of those models over the years and perfected them. And a lot of dealers really like it.
Yeah. So then, okay, so we got set up in the dealership. The dealer's happy. The customer comes in. We put together a deal. Here's the money for the car. In return, right. I need you to make sure you make a payment. So everything's going good for, say, 6 months. Something kind of doesn't go right. Then what happens?
Well, then obviously collection comes in. The first thing you want to do is make sure that customer gets current. The last thing you want to do is repossess a vehicle. It's a lose-lose situation for the dealer, for the lender, and the customer. So credit acceptance does a fantastic job of collecting up and in the recovery department trying to get the vehicles for the customer's current. If you can't do it, and there's, depending on the state that you're in, you've exhausted all options and the timelines have expired, then the next course of action is generally repossessing the vehicle, and that's when remarketing kind of kicks in.
Okay, good. So remarketing steps in. It's the customer. We've tried everything we can to keep the customer in the car. We've really gone out of our way, but it's not going to work. We can do it voluntary, involuntary. We're coming to get it. Now it ends up, it's at the repo yard.
Right.
Okay. So this is where the auction, I believe, this is where the auction comes in. So you're educating us. I'm just making wild guesses here. Okay.
You got it. Oh, you're doing well.
Okay. So the auction has a guy named Drew. Drew's job is to...
If they're lucky.
If they're lucky, they got a guy named Drew. Exactly. Good point. So Drew's job at the auction under the title of remarketing, is that correct?
Yep, that's right, remarketing manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so fleet your manager, job is...
Commercial manager. A lot of auctions will name them different things. Commercial manager, fleet manager, remarketing manager, but... They generally are responsible for commercial accounts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, guys, what I'm doing here is I'm walking you through a series of steps that is eventually going to connect to you. So if you're following the steps so far, people need cars. They go to dealers to buy cars. They don't have any money. They need to have the money to buy the car. Well, the dealer has a relationship with a financial institution, a lending company. They loan the money. Am I doing okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Is that your remarketing going on?
I don't know what's going on, but we started the car and it's loud. That's all right.
Okay. Well, I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
you're good.
Yeah, it didn't bother anything. So we've got now Drew works at the auction. Drew goes to the credit acceptance and says, guys, we're in the greater Milwaukee area. We have an auction. Anything within this area, why don't you send it over here? Is that what you do?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you just in a nutshell, from an auction perspective, what we're looking at as far as our commercial accounts and our dealer accounts, obviously we want as many cars as we possibly can get, right? And that includes dealer cars, dealer trades, right? As well as repossessed vehicles, rental cars, lease returns, that type of thing. So, we make our money on the buy and sell fee, and then some other things, some ancillary fees as well. So but in your scenario, we're when it comes to repo, we're looking at, yes, what indirect lenders can we have come to our sale? What can we offer them, right? For example, sale buy and sell fees are reasonable. We're getting good retention in the lane, good customer service, that type of thing. Transporting the vehicle quickly, condition reports are good. Vehicles are cleaned up well. Those are the things that auctions, you know, can offer to the indirect lender and say, look, you're better off coming here versus the auction down the street or the auction 100 miles away. So that repossessed vehicle is an important piece to a lot of auctions business. Yeah.
Okay. So in part of that remarketing process, I've been learning a lot, especially I learned a lot in San Antonio. So whether it's a program car, a finance car, a repo car, a dealer car, consignee, consignor, whatever special name we want to give it, remarketing car.
Sure.
It makes it somehow, it's now at the auction. So we got to check it in. And then this is interesting because this is really a part of remarketing, huge part that I just know and I overlook. But next phase, once it's checked in, once we get everything we need on the paper in, we take it to where?
At the auction. Once we're here, we check it in, we give it a stock number, right? And then the remarketing process begins, basically. And it depends on what the lender wants to do or the remarketer wants to do. Some of them want to recondition the vehicle. Some of them want to do more repairs, mechanical, body. And so we start walking it through that process. Others just want a nice detail and a condition report on the vehicle. And so whatever their desires are, you know, that's what the auction is generally going to do for them. But just from a logistics standpoint, once it's checked in, it goes into the check-in area. And then from there, once we understand what's going to be done with that vehicle, then we start walking it through the process. Are we going to send it out? Are we going to leave it here? Do we just need to write a CR, put it on spot, get it over to detail, and then run it through the sale day lane? So that's kind of the general process once it's checked in.
Okay. So the consigner, remarketer, the person that's in, that's my vehicle, and I want you to do this, this, and this, whatever that works out, doesn't matter. But there's a reason that we're going to do any reconditioning. And I would assume, tell me if I'm wrong, that that has something to do with when it comes through these lanes, right? It may bring more money if it's a little cleaner, maybe. Now, that's back before we entered into a pandemic and you could sell a piece of crap, completely filthy, dirty, trashed out with the trash still in it for an extra $5,000, right? At the auction.
Right.
Sorry.
That's the smart money decision that consigners talk about a lot. And everybody's got their own take on it. Credit acceptance, there's a lot of analytics that went on when I was there. What is the best course of action to take on a repossessed vehicle? So the auction writes up the CR, they evaluate the vehicle, write up a repair estimate, and then the remarketing rep has to make the decision. Does it make sense to put any money into this sled? Or, you know, maybe as a vehicle with only 50,000 miles, we want to clean it up a little bit more, fix a windshield, put some hubcaps on, that type of thing. So each consigner has a little different approach based on their analytics, their experience, maybe the auction location, the buyer type, what they're going to do to that vehicle. And then that, so in each auction then, of course, has the responsibility to get that done in a timely fashion and make sure it works.
Right. And I heard you use the word condition report twice. Let's dive into that just real quick, because that does have a role in transport guys' lives, as well as dealers and auctions. What do you got there?
Well, a condition report is not always done on a vehicle that's checked into the auction. For example, back, I would say before pandemic times, 2019, a lot of auctions, especially independent auctions, didn't necessarily write condition reports on vehicles. They just checked them in, maybe took a picture or something like that. But the reason they didn't is because simulcast maybe wasn't as popular. Simulcast is an actual live broadcast of the vehicle running through the lane. Maybe it wasn't as popular back then because dealers were coming into lanes. They could see the vehicle, kick the tires and everything. And a lot of these vehicles and independent auctions were dealer trades. So it really didn't, you know, the condition report didn't really add that much value from the simulcast perspective because it just didn't have that appeal on the buyer side, for example. So, what changed though in the last year and a half, and I can speak from our perspective here at the auction, is once the pandemic hit and a lot of lockdowns took place, dealers couldn't come to the auction, right? So that happened to us for about a week. I think it was in March 2019. And now I would say other auctions are a lot like us. They had to make an adjustment. They had to start writing CRs in every vehicle so that they could be put on simulcast so that the buyer could actually see the vehicle and see the condition of the vehicle while it was running through the lane. And we've kept that business model going for the last 18 months or so, and it's worked really well for us. But that condition report now for independent auctions, which wasn't at one time a big deal, is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, well, and I learned a lot with, I got to run around with Black Widow back in Vegas.
Right.
Got to learn a lot about their digital imaging and had the value, the importance of this online condition report and things like that. So, the condition report, so we've got remarketing as a whole. I'm going to go with it's any vehicle that needs to be sold will probably end up in the wholesale arena. Use that word. Wholesale in my world is auction. Now, there's dealers who sell stuff out of the back of the lot all day long, even ACV backlot cars, but they also hand sell to buyers, wholesale guys, who literally drive around the back of the parking lot, right, looking for cars to buy. So I think if I'm right, you've done an excellent job in explaining remarketing, right?
Thank
so
you.
Now what we like to do is, in exchange for your time, what are some things? We've got a growing audience. We've got carriers, we've got dealers, and we've got auctions. So as an auction remarketing guy, what would be beneficial for you?
In
terms of your job, what are you looking for? Bigger accounts? Do you need, you and I, we talked about some things too. Transportation, we'll talk about that in a minute. But
right.
Yeah. In terms of what makes your life better? What do you need?
Well, you know, we are probably about an 80-85% dealer trade sale. And it's been that way for quite a long time since Christy Lattisi is the owner, general manager of the auction, started the auction in 2014. It's been a dealer trade sale revolving around good customer service and picking the vehicles up directly from the dealer. You know, when I was hired here about a year and a half ago, based on some of the experience and contacts that I had in the industry for the last 10 or 15 years, we wanted to build up fleet a little bit. So fleet meaning commercial accounts, which is indirect, rental cars, that type of thing. What obviously, we're a Milwaukee auction. There's another big auction in town here. I won't say their name, but we service the Milwaukee metro area, right? You know, we can handle national accounts. We're close to Chicago. Milwaukee's a pretty big city. And we can also handle local accounts like credit unions and so forth. So, and that's what my job is. I try to recruit and get those folks to come here, and we're making some progress in that regard as well. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does, and that's good to know, because I read through the lines, and I know Jay does too, and I know a lot of our audience reads through lines, and you can go back and find the video probably around March 2020 where Ty's standing in a vacant parking lot at an auction that I won't name, saying this is going to be the year in 2021 for the independent auction to, ooh, like that, right?
Right.
So I get excited. I get jazzed up, juiced up. I've always been an independent auction guy. I love them. There's anonymity. There's autonomy. There's all kinds of things, and they're able to work. And I've always said for a long time, and I know you know this after being up there for a year, there's a lot of action that happens outside of these lanes, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize. I mean, you know, we're friends with, you got to meet Becky and Ron with Cars Recon.
Right, right.
Who knew that was a deal? Right?
Absolutely.
And you make these relationships, you learn this stuff, but I would like anybody in our transport connection group, our community, our dealer community, our auction community, this is Drew. Drew's in Greater Milwaukee. Drew can always use referrals for carriers. He can use referrals for dealers. And if you heard him, he can use referrals for fleet. So we have some fleet guys that watch this show occasionally. If you guys want to meet Drew, call me. Right? We can help
make some
connections.
Right. And I'll say this too, is that, so I put it in the live chat. Drew, I know that there's so much connection to be made, and I don't want to say intimidating, but it's hard to know how to say hello, ask a question, and figure out how these businesses connect. I think that in the automotive world, transportation, auctions have been rather fragmented. Throw in the dealers too. Man, talk about fragmentation. How do you talk to an OEM? What do you say there? And so our goal is to, one at a time, try to help connect these dots, and you're helping do that, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hey, getting back to your point about 2021 being the year of the independent auction, I think it was 2020 as well. Bash on the bigger, larger auction networks, but I think the independent auctions did make some headway in that regard because of the shutdowns and the lockdowns and employee concerns and so forth. And I think the smaller, more independent auctions were able to make adjustments on the fly and maybe absorb some of the customers. Now it's our job to retain those customers that we got and continue to service them. But I think if you ask around nationally, that's probably a pretty good take. But this has been the last year or so has been the year of the independent auction.
Yeah, that's, I agree 100%. Okay, mm-hmm. One last thing for transportation, then we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
A lot of times I encourage people, car carriers, guys that are wanting in the business or already in the business, go meet Drew. Drew's in the remarketing. He's over fleet. He's over dealers. Drew knows dealers, don't you, Drew?
We do. I do.
Yeah, okay. So Drew may not – this is good. This is good for you guys because I was a little bit surprised. Drew doesn't necessarily need a lot of transport guys, right, Drew? Why?
Well, I'll tell you why, and that's a good question. Obviously, we're in a pretty big city. We're in a metro area, and again, 80% of our auction business, and I'm give or take 5% on any given week, is dealer trade vehicles. And because most of our dealer trades come from probably within a 20-mile radius, we've got our own drivers that go and get the vehicles, right? Versus needing a transport. And fleet is a smaller portion of our of the pie for us. So now, granted, we do use transporters for the fleet and so forth, some repossessed vehicles and that type of thing. But we probably don't have the same need as maybe a auction that might be a little more rural or that might have a larger metropolitan area. But we still need it. If you're interested in getting our business and you have something to offer, you can certainly call me. Jill Haines is our transportation manager there. I'm happy to give you the contact information. But, we'll of course listen to you, but we do have a need for transporters once in a while. We just don't go out of our area just too much. That's one of the main reasons.
I would love to. Is there an email or a phone number or something I can share in the live chat, Drew?
Sure. You can give him my email. It's drew@gmaa.com.
drew@gmaa.com. I just put that in the live chat. Your email address went in the live chat.
Holy cow, yeah, I'm getting spammed all over the place here.
Yeah, and that email address will also work for any car dealers looking for a honey hole. Everybody knows, nobody in the car transport world knows what the honey hole is. But Drew's auction is what dealers call a honey hole, right, Drew?
Yeah.
Are you surprised I knew that term?
That's pretty clever.
Very clever. I know these guys. I know these dealer guys. I do. Drew, you can also use that email if you need cars to go to the auction or if you're a dealer and you want to know what's going to be at the sale next week. Your sale is every Thursday, I believe.
Every Thursday, yeah. We just kick it off at 9 o'clock and it goes to probably about noon. We have 5 lanes here. Do a CR on every single vehicle that comes through. Simulcast every single vehicle that comes through. So, we're open 7 to 7 for transport, basically Monday through Friday. Oh, maybe not Friday, but so our hours are pretty good for transport. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we're here to promote you and your auction and your business because we appreciate you. And I know if we can throw anything your way, that's a good day for you and a good day for us. So yeah. I want to personally say it was a wonderful pleasure to meet you in San Antonio. I'm very thankful that you're here with us today, and I feel like this relationship will go somewhere as time goes on. So we'll definitely have you back. And Jay, I'm going to let you wrap it up.
And I'll tell you what, here's what's really cool. Drew is joining us Tuesday night on After the Roundtable. So all we got to do is say we'll see you soon.
Suit and tie?
Ty yep. will be there. Yeah, Ty.
No. So, I said suit and tie.
Suit and tie. Oh.
No.
Nope.
No, this is casual.
Come as
casual.
You are.
For some reason, yeah. I don't think Ty's going to be dressing up in a suit and tie.
But
I could be wrong.
I don't. Well, and AAA, maybe.
You might see me. I do have some suits and I do have ties. I just try to keep it trucker, trucker cool.
All right.
All right, Drew. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Drew.
Guys,
we'll
appreciate
see you Tuesday.
It.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, good. Drew.
Take care. All right. I will end this meeting. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna keep. I'm gonna put
keep
Drew. Let him go. I'm gonna keep Ty for a second. time. Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, let's go ahead and what? Yeah, that was amazing. Actually, really well done, Ty. You did a great job. I mean, I don't mean that surprisingly. I just mean you nailed that show. It was very well thought out,
informative,
and it was really informative. It was a great. That was a great show.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Drew's a good guy, man. I got to, like you said, got to spend some time. You know, it keeps going back to what you and I are always talking about, these trade shows, auctions, all this stuff, dealers. We're going to these. Sounds like we're going on vacation and doing nothing but running around partying, but that's not the case. We're making relationships for a reason, so that we can tell our carrier group, our dealer group, we know people in greater Milwaukee that probably need transportation, and they've got an auction.
There's no doubt that we are now, I mean, we are a hardworking media group. I will say this, I was watching some automotive logistics stuff. Man, I mean, with OEMs, they've got amazing stuff, and we're a media partner now with automotive logistics. But where I'm headed with this is, man, when you talk about, like, contemporary, current, relevant media in transportation and automotive, I mean, we're killing it. We're killing it. What's going on, you guys?
I'm interrupting a very important meeting.
Yeah, apparently. It's super cool what's happening here, Ty. And Tuesday night show, we'll finish with this. I'll tell you what, I'm going to share the screen. I've been working on this, man. I've been working hard. You know how this goes for Jay. Let's see here. Let's add some faces. Let's add a YouTube site. And when you come up here, look at this. After the round table is Tuesday night. This show is going to be insane. We've got four of the six moderators from the live show. We've got an interview with Martin Romju of Bobbitt Business Media, who wrote an article. And then Drew and Caitlin Shirk are going to be in the panel. I think I got nine. Four, five, six, 7, 8, 9. There's going to be nine of us. It's going to be insane. We actually have Tony Long. Did Tony win an award at?
Yeah. NIADA. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
right.
The one I messed up and I didn't get the picture. I walked in and just after he got it, and I wasn't even thinking. But.
No, it's okay. You know what? Here's the good news. Stuff like that, there's going to be a bunch of pictures.
Yeah. Do you want to talk? Stuff.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. No, you talk. Yeah. You talk.
Do you want to see what's going on in the wholesale world with Hanny?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Hanny, you got a minute? Hanny's wholesale guy. Still selling cars? How many?
50 from 50.
Hey!
50. There's Jay. There's Hanny.
Hey, Jay,
what's
going?
Up, Hanny?
We just had Greater Milwaukee Auto Auction on our show.
Oh, good.
You've been up there lately?
Oh, yeah.
You buy a bunch?
I buy a lot
from Greater Milwaukee?
Yeah.
You know Drew?
Yeah.
He's the
Because we have two buyers there.
Oh, buyers.
Yes.
So you buy them up there and you send them
And
back.
We ship them here.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
You buy them buyers there.
Yeah. I got two guys, one from Milwaukee and one from Chicago.
How's the prices still high?
Yes. Oh, yes, they got picked up.
Thank
right.
you.
Right, man, that's so nice of him to say hello.
Oh, I mean, he's a great guy, dude.
That is so
just
cool.
Awesome.
And those guys, I mean, the volume, I'm not going to get into their numbers, right? But their volume, I mean, they're busy. They're a busy company.
Well, here's the thing. I keep forgetting to do this. There's three things I got to do, and
okay.
I'm done, okay?
All right.
Number one, I need to give a special shout, special thank you to Tim Scottles. Was that last Friday?
Oh, man, yeah.
He saved my life. Tim, I forgot to tell you Tuesday night, but Tim, thank you, and I owe you. Next time I see you, I'll give you a hug. That's number one.
That's awesome.
Number two, I need to – oh, man, this was important. It'll come back to me.
All right, we'll come back to it. Let's go to three. We'll come back to two.
Tuesday show, there's three things. It was thanks, Tim. The Tuesday night show is going to be amazing. I know that. I don't know. If I think of it all.
I'll tell you what. I'll say other things. If I say, like, Martin, what about Becky, Cars Recon, Black Widow, Caitlin Shirk. I mean, The thing is, and that's where, let's go back to camera one for this, on this, is that, oh, here, Chris says, hey, Jay and Ty, started watching last September, well done, grown tenfold, connecting with all the heavy hitters in the industry. Thank you, Chris. It is true. It is, oh, we need a show about the manufacturers that are going to shut down for weeks at a time. We did, I'll tell you what, Darren, if you, guys, if you haven't seen the chip shortage show we just did, whoa, no kidding. All right, take 30 minutes. You know, one of the things that I do is, because I know we're all busy, I get it. And that's why I know Jay's two-hour show doesn't help, you know, that doesn't help anybody. Well, the thing is, that's why what I do is go to the YouTube channel. You can go to, right, you go to YouTube, you go to Auto Transport Intel, and if you scroll down, here's chip shortage in car hauling. Just click on that, all right?
If anybody
and
knows
then you
me.
Can jump, it's already on the, because I've been sharing this like crazy. You go in the video time codes. Go down, oh, too many. You go down in the video time codes, and you can click on 5415. Oh, that's hello, Joe. 5640, feeling a bit short. It's a 30-minute presentation.
Here we go.
Click
there we go.
On that so, link. Click the link, and then you can click share, click copy, and just email it to yourself. You don't even have to watch it right now. That's what I do. I'll send myself a link. Oh, Ty's got something. What is it?
Keep going. I just remembered. So I got it.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Say it.
I wanted, so one was Tim. Two was Tammy Swafford.
Oh, Tammy.
Tammy. And yeah, three was Ben. I can't remember Ben's name. Ben Langley?
Ben Lang. So it's so funny. Tammy and Ben, I was like, I want to bring them on Tuesday night, but we're so full with moderators, it'll have to be another show. Yes. Yes.
Well,
Tammy and Ben.
Here's what I wanted to say. You guys see me out here every Friday in this America's Auto Auction Transport parking lot. You hear me out here every Friday yapping about how amazing this place is. You see me sweating. You see me in the rain. You see me rolling around the parking lot, talking to the transport guys, talking to the check-in people. I get to meet the people that are kind of in charge of this, like way in charge. I mean, I know America's is independent. Doug Dahl does an amazing job, but they're a great organization and super amazing people, just amazing people. So thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Tim.
And that's,
I'm done.
And I like that too, because is that we know that it's like anything you show up at, you might meet somebody in the front. How do I meet the owner? Is that even possible? And if I do, how do I have any context? Well, through everything that we've been doing and what's happening, when you met Tammy Swafford and when you met Ben Lang, you have full context. And they might be at first like, oh, who is, you know, what is... When you start giving them perspective of why you're so excited to talk to them, it is a genuine building a business relationship moment. And I saw that in the pictures. And I'm excited to meet them, too. So, it really, man, great job in San Antonio.
Yeah, that was good. And looking forward to NAAA, Auto Supply Remarketing, Automotive Logistics Supply Chain Remarketing, Detroit. October.
Yeah.
That one I'm really excited about. That's a whole different world. But, you know, talking to Drew, and I think, aren't we going to, some car dealer conference coming up before the end of the year.
Right. So there are other events too. I mean, I'll just say, so Used Car Week, November, that we're going to go to, that is kind of a big show. And because of everything that's going on, that's going to be really big this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the reason I wanted to bring that up is I'm thinking about Drew and I'm thinking about America's and I'm thinking about Ben and I'm thinking about Tammy and I'm thinking, okay, guys, if you know a dealer, there's one thing I promise you can talk to him about, and that's his inventory. And I can promise you, if you know the auction and you know what cars are at the auction, you can have an incredibly long conversation with a car dealer talking about cars. So, point being, Drew, if you got a car dealer and you know, man, there's cars in Greater Milwaukee, it's an independent auction. Ty and Jay are yapping about it. Going to town, crazy, so excited. Go see Drew, right? Go see the dealer. Tell the dealer, let's take some cars here. Oh, no, I was over at the auction. They've got cars. I saw them. What kind of cars? They got trucks and cars. Point being, get out, see it, touch it, feel it.
Well, and here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. This is why we knew the first time we did the show where you were in the parking lot, okay, we're getting our bearings. 50, 60 shows later, we're now starting to connect dots. We just mentioned two executives at America's Auto Auction. We just talked to Drew up in Milwaukee. He's a fleet manager. I also just put in the live chat the show with Tim from last Friday where he was telling, if you're a transporter, here's three things you can do when you go to the dealership to try to figure out if you can build business with this dealership, right? Because we know that, okay, there's people, and then there's things we say, there's things that, you know, we got to get beyond the fuel island. That should be a show. Getting beyond the fuel island.
Yeah, should. Well, and again, Friday's show kind of is geared more towards owning your business, owning your transport business. It's also geared towards auctions and car dealers. And not saying that any other direction in car hauling is wrong or right, but there is, I hope we're educating people about auctions, about dealers, and about wholesalers, and how to talk to these guys and what to look for. So we're going to keep doing it. We'll get the winning formula at some point. Just showing up is over more than half the battle, right?
Isn't that the truth? And then, and you know that everybody knows that today in the whole short staffing world. Ty, thank you so much for a great show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sorry we were an hour late and I didn't do the best job of notifying everybody, so that's on me. But you know where to find us. Now, hey, no show next Friday. I've got a family event happening next Friday, so I'm not available.
Okay.
But we'll be back in 2 weeks. So
that's fine. Yeah. I'll see you Tuesday night. That's going to be an amazing
show.
Dude,
off the hook. I'm so excited about Tuesday. That is going to be huge.
Yeah, Charlie and Scott.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
All right, everybody. If you need me, you got my number. Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
It's Labor Day weekend, so have a good Labor Day weekend. Have an extended stay.
Heck yeah. All right.
Okay. Cool, man. Thanks so much.
Thank
see you,
you,
dude.
Bye.
Okay, bye.